question. Gemara in Sukkah is referenced in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chama. So it has a slightly different, a little bit of a different case over there. It says like this: Tamar Rabban, Ma'ir Lefal of Mitzvos Harbe. Okay, someone has to do many mitzvahs in one time. Rashi's we told Lula of Leishu Lusukal and Yachtvilim and Sati Pitsitis. Okay, he's got all those mitzvahs in front of him. Omer, Boruch Asher Kiddushan B'Mitzvos and Mitzvanu, Ala Mitzvos. That's the first position. Just make one bracha, Ala Mitzvos. And then you do everything. Take the lulav, sit in the sukkah, put on your tefillin, and put on your tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevorech al kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzma. You have to make a separate bracha on each one. Omer Rabbi Zera, Vitim Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Hilchasa ke Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Zera, Vitim Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Dechsev Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Vechi Biyom Varchanoso, Belayla Im Varchanoso, Ela Bolo Malacho. B'chol Yom V'Yom Yitin Lo Me'in Berchosa. Hachanami. B'chol Dover V'Dover Tain Lo Me'in Berchosa. Rashi says again, Chol Yom V'Yom Me'in Berchosa. Shel Shabbos Me'in Shel Shabbos. Shel Chol Me'in Shel Chol. Shel Yom Tov Me'in Shel Yom Tov. Hamaora. Huh? I guess whatever your daily needs are. Whatever your normal needs are. The event. Because you're saying each Yom Tov is a different Yom Tov. What?
Someone would say this as a prophet though, if it was just one of them.
That's the funny thing, right? So that's the funny thing. The Chumim would say the specific brachas if it was just one. It's not like they have one bracha, ala mitzvahs. Right? But for some reason, they say when it comes to many mitzvahs at once, essentially the thing is no hesed. You don't say one mitzvah is hesed.
What makes them at once? Because his das?
He has them all to do.
Yeah, but you wake up in the morning, you also have a whole slew of mitzvahs to do. You don't wake up and say, oh, mitzvahs.
I guess without a delay. It has to be without a delay. If you wait too long between the bracha and the mitzvah, it's a hesed. But, so Chum say, ala mitzvos, and Rabbi Yehuda says, each mitzvah gets its own bracha, and the reason is, Baruch Shem Yom Yom, and here we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Interesting. So here we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and there we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I will take a look at it. If you want to take a look at it? It's in Sukkah Membav.
What was it?
Membav. It's in the Gemara.
Oh, Mitzvos just seems like what we precluded with being too general, you know? That was almost our example of something being too general.
Too general, right. So, it's funny, I guess we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda according to his real Tom.
Not that we really hold like his Tom. The way he holds from his Tom. Because then we would end by Brothos too. Why the different forms? I was thinking about that.
Isn't there a Gemara on that whole thing? With Atze and Mine?
I'm sure there is.
But,
it's a good question.
We went through that at one point.
It's a good question. I was thinking about that too. Why you, you don't really mention the, you don't mention, I don't know, I have to think about it. We'll take a look. First, he's right, check what the Gemara says. It's a good question though. Because you have What do you have? Well, Atzei is... Okay, I can say Atzei, I can see. Because that's similar to Bari Priya Eitz. But then within the Adama, there seems to be differentiations, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right, that's true. You mean then you have Brecht of Aperos, and you already... Brecht of Aperos is like Brick. And then you mean then you have the Eitz itself, and what else? And the and Asavim? And Isvei.
Why don't you say Bari Mine?
Well, Minei Mizonos is a separate thing. We're not involved in that. That's a funny thing. I mean, there's no mission about that. I could say it's just the Gemara. It comes up with Bari Minei Mizonos. I don't really. It's a strange thing. It's not clear to me how that where that's from exactly. But we'll have to see. It's coming up. But that's a separate thing. That's also like seemed to be a separate bracha question. The chashivas of the mazal. Similar to Hamotzi. But the brachas that we're talking about are the ones that reference the Bria. Just reference the Bria. And then your question is, seems to be more divisions within Reach than within Ochel. Right? It's a good question. It requires more thought.
Another. Are we going to wait until we get to the Gemara for the Chashivas idea?
Yes. Okay. So you want to take this Gemara now? Okay. But I would just say, if you just think about it, if you want to think about it a little bit, I would just note that the bracha, let's take Rabbi Yehuda, who does say you make divisions, right? The bracha would be Bore Mine Deshoyim, let's say, right? Whereas over here, you're giving it, that's an unqualified noun, Deshoyim, right? Whereas by the brachas by smell, it's only qualified. Isvei bisamim. In other words, the whole realm of birka of the brachas of the reach are less essential to the entity. You see, you know what I'm saying? By food, that seems to be the essential thing. And therefore you just reference the thing itself. Whereas in the brachas of the besamim, you mention its quality of smell. Just something to it would seem that would have to do with it. But, I mean, once you're already into an accidental realm, it's a little different. Nasan reyach tov b'peros. Right, it's interesting. I don't have a full idea of that, but I just started thinking that along those lines. Okay, let's go. Tana Rabban. Well, probably one of the most well-known Gemaras around. Right? Who wants to read? Lady.
Sure. Tana Rabban. Also, a lot of Shi'ahad and Olam Azab lo bracha.
Alright. So it doesn't really mean that exactly. Now it would be a nana. Right? God to enjoy the sun. A lot of
why is that? Though?
Why are you allowed to enjoy the sun?
Without a bracha.
That's a good question. And also, we do a lot of things that are necessary for our existence that don't entail hana. Breathing. Right? You don't make a bracha on these things. And So it's a combination of hana and a certain amount of necessity, it would seem. right? Put on clothing. Okay, Yitim Abba Shuru. But just once. Nana, it's a nana. Right?
Well, sometimes it's actually.
Shem made clothing for other Mechavas. So okay, go ahead. So what is it saying? Is it two things or is it one thing? A little confusing. Is it two things? Is it it's Asur and Mo'al? Or is it it's really Mo'al it's, and that's why it's Asur?
The second one.
Okay. It does, this is like two statements, right? Asur lo lodom shiyanam in olam zebul bracha. And if you are Nana, it's like you were Mo'al. Oh, you were Mo'al, I'm sorry. You were Mo'al. Yeah, so what does Rashi say?
Mo'al, Kimanda Melechakesh. It says, Lashem Arat Mo'al. Kidamir Lechama.
So Rashi is saying that this Braisa, this statement, is identical with the next.
Kachish Ma'at, not like a separate idea.
It's identical with the next statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, they call nenem and olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu nenem mikodesh shemayim, right? Means mo'al.
Is kodesh shemayim hekdesh like kavanos?
That's what it means, right? Kavanos. He's saying mo'al is the same thing as mo'al means like your nenem from hekdesh, and that's the same statement later. Rashi seems to be saying they're not two different, they're not two different ideas. It's the same idea. Rashi says. Right? So what is the so what is it, what is the idea here? A suggestion, okay.
We'll say basically that like Megillah is where so you designate a certain thing that's gonna be used for the Mikdash, right? The Mikdash is like a place that's devoted to like bringing a person towards recognition of God.
Okay.
Right, but it really, everything that was created that man like partakes of, really, it does have a designation that Adam's supposed to utilize food or whatever in order to bring about a recognition of God. So now, if he just engages in the, in, if just a manna from all of that, without like it being accompanied with the recognition of God, so then it's like he's just using it for his own personal. He's not using it in the way that this thing was. Was designated to function. Or it seems, it's like it's going against the designation, meaning that, and the question is like, it seems like, it doesn't seem analogous to Me'ilah, because Me'ilah is where he's mocked the thing and then he goes against it, but here, where's the designation? But it's, the Chiddush is that like, or the idea is that in reality, everything that God created really has, it has a designation from Bereshis that it's supposed to function to bring Adam towards, you know, to a recognition of it. So if he now eats and it's not accompanied with the recognition, then it's like he's going against the whole designation of this thing as a breed.
He wasn't designated for man to eat, and just that's what I mean. That's what we, that's how we exist. I mean, it wasn't. Why would you see that? Why do you see that man was designated to bring us to God, to recognize God?
That's what I'm saying. That's how it's like Me'ilah. It's exactly analogous. Because by the Mikdash, meaning when you make something hekdesh, you're saying now this is going to be part of the system of Mikdash, which the whole system of Mikdash is that it's supposed to bring about a certain recognition of God. So too by food, that's really what its ultimate objective is. So then if you just nana without a recognition of God, then it's like Me'ilah by hekdesh.
How is it like Me'ilah again? I'm sorry, what?
Because
I shouldn't hear what he said. With.
Because by hekdesh, the thing right. You're now saying that this thing is going to be is designated to the mikdash.
Right.
But what is the mikdash? It's a makom where everything about it is devoted towards bringing about a recognition of God for Adam, right? So now saying that so too by food, that's really what its ultimate objective is. Not just here for a person to just, you know, have pleasure, but its ultimate objective is to bring about a certain recognition of the Borei Olam. So now if you just, you know, if he just partakes of it and it's not accompanied with the recognition, he's going against the whole designation. It's like exactly analogous to Me'ilah.
Yeah, Nishan? Not happy with that?
I just don't understand how, it bothers me that food is whole reason food is here is because of to recognize God. I just don't see what, how that is.
You don't necessarily need to say that like that's the only reason why food is here, like that's the only reason why apples here, but in terms of man's use of them, that's how man is supposed to relate to them. So like it's a lack in him if he's not relating to it in that way. Like, it could be that God made apples and trees and stuff like that, but then he also made them in such a way that like it would, if man, when man reflects upon it, he would recognize the Creator. So it would be a lack in him.
Right. When you say it's for man to recognize God, do you mean the fact that he's only sustaining himself so that he can live as someone who recognizes God, or do you mean just recognize God via this Bria?
It seems
there you go.
I read something in the Rikva where he seemed to say that it wasn't just recognizing, because my original idea was that it's just recognizing God's the source of this, but he says it's recognizing that God provides this, but that you use this only to a certain ends of being like Mekadesh Shmo. That every time you need to recognize your relationship with God, and that he provides you sustenance, and sustenance is for you to fulfill this purpose of being Mekadesh Shmo, not just recognizing that he's the source of this.
On the question Matt just asked Levi about...
Yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, Bria ultimately is for Avodas Hashem.
The question is, that is it that the idea of existence, man's ultimate fulfillment of his existence is to recognize Hashem, right? That's true. That's definitely true. But is it via every particular piece of food that he's supposed to do that, or the food sustains him, and then as he lives his life, the purpose of his life is to recognize God, not the purpose of every piece of food?
So I think Eichar then say the second way, that really you don't need every single activity you do to bring you to an idea of what is it, of recognition of God, but the food sustains you in such a way that you can live a life of Avodas Hashem. That's its identity, is the life of Avodas Hashem. But I think the problem with that is, though, when I eat a particular piece of food, there's no idea within that maisa of, well, is this going to lead me to a life that's going to be a life of Avodas Hashem, or a life of, havel havolim, and therefore I don't really have any right to eat this food because it's not going to bring me to any true idea, just out of this activity. So if it would ultimately, then in Hakenami you'd be allowed to, but we don't know because, it's not happened yet. So I think that's why you have to incorporate into the maisa itself a reflection on what you're going to make out of it, is the idea of Shevach Hashem. I mean, the matir would have to come afterwards, but you have to eat in order to get to that point. They're backwards.
Right.
The only food is designated to keep you alive, to live a life of Avodas Hashem. So the problem is, so that's the only reason you're allowed to eat food. Let's say the problem is, though, when I'm eating the food now, is there any reality to the fact that I'm going to lead a life of Avodas Hashem? Yeah, I mean, I'm planning on it, I'm hoping to, whatever, but it hasn't happened yet. So I don't have a real matir yet, other than, it's my plans. So in order to make that a reality, you incorporate it into the actual eating of the food itself beforehand, the idea of Shevach Hashem.
You're saying before you have knowledge, you mean?
No, I'm saying the only reason you're allowed to eat the food is because you're going to use it for Avodas Hashem, but, that's going to come afterwards. So how can you eat it now before you actually do that? So I'm saying you have to incorporate now some idea of Shevach Hashem.
There's like nothing definite qualifying your achila like right now.
Right.
Towards that purpose.
Right. All right. Well, one second. I forgot my own directive to you, and that was really start one line above. Wasn't that?
Right. It was.
Yeah, that's right.
So what does the Rashi say? El Svaro. At the end of the Rashi. El Svaro. Yeah.
Right.
What? Bekevan dinene. Sarach lahodos lemisha baro.
He's not dinene yet.
It's a good question. It's a good question. But,
We have an idea for that.
No, that's a good question, but as a matter of fact, I mean, maybe we should do it maybe Friday or something. We'll do it one day. The Sefer HaChinuch has a somewhat lengthy explanation of what a bracha is by benching. And he mentions your what you're saying. That he says there are two brachas, Raisa Machlokas, but some hold there are two brachas Midaraisa. Right? Benching and the bracha for Torah. He says, but the bracha for Torah is before you learn, and the bracha for food, Midaraisa, is after you eat. So he says, why? Why? So he says, Torah is something that the mind is an activity of the mind. And the mind can perceive it's good right away, even before it engages in it. And therefore, you can make the bracha first. He says, but the food is for the guf. The guf is the nana. The guf doesn't perceive until it perceives.
What does that mean, the mind perceives it before it's engaged?
It's obvious. But the body doesn't enjoy the food until it has the food. So therefore he says you make the bracha on food afterwards. The thing is, midrabbanan, you make it before. That's Levi's question. It's a good question. It's a good question. But that apparently is what Rashi is alluding to. That the ikkar is the nana. The ikkar is that you're a nana. The mind can tell that the goof is going to be a nana. But the goof can't tell. Okay. But, Rashi over here, he just seems to be taking that there's an issa. It's just an issa. Me'ila, na'me'ila, it's just an issa. It's just a wrong thing. It's a svara. It's not a svara from Kachimu team. It's a svara. That what? That if you're a nana, you have to thank the one who made it. Right? Not usher that you're going to be over an issa. Usher meaning that it's wrong. It's a flaw.
Maybe
it's an imperfection, yeah.
The Gemara right after that, we were asking two different ways of understanding
right.
That. It's not that it's usher
because of
me.
Right.
Because you have to...
Yeah, so you're going to say something?
Right, we're just thinking about the general idea about... We want to think about through the Rashi, but just that really there's no such thing as ownership for human beings, right? The only one who could really say own something and designate its usage is the one who creates it.
Right.
Right.
Kono.
Right. Kono. Right. Yeah. So if a person is nana from the world, he just goes and he's nana, right? That's as if he's saying that he's the that he really owns the thing, right? So that's a different idea about God, though, because you're not recognizing that you're not recognizing God as the creator and that He has the right to designate the usage of the thing.
Okay, but let me ask you Nissan's question. I think Nissan's question is appropriate here, right? In other words, Hashem made a man to need things. So, I mean, right. What are you supposed to do? Not eat? You have to eat. I mean, what if God created man with no food? I mean... It's not possible. So it's just necessary. I have to eat. What do I have to thank God for the food that He gave me in order to survive?
Could you say that He made food so that you would be able to recognize Him? He made the need. For
That's
food.
Not what Rashi says. Rashi just says it's a svara that since you're a nana, you have to be mishabeah.
I mean, there is a tension because you have the fact that man needs the food to live, right? They also have the fact that he is a man and he has to recognize reality, right? If he just is nana without recognizing the bore, that's a severe lack.
But that's just existence. That's like you. That's like you. You have your
just
own
being
question.
A functional creature.
That's a psul in your existence. I mean, why is it psul in your achilah? I mean. Your existence, you should contemplate God in your existence. This moment? See, that's what I was trying to say before, as I was alluding to before, that there is a component of being a nana here.
Yeah,
there's a component of being a nana, yeah.
There's certain varieties that we're eating. It's not, God could have created us where we have, you know, bread, and that's
right.
Like man, for example. If we'd have just had, you know, man, and we would have...
That's an inoid.
What? Exactly, that's an inoid. But He gave us variety
because we've got
a variety of different things that we could have, and that's where the...
That I think is correct. That I think is correct. There's much more than is needed to subside. There's much more in this world than is needed just to exist.
But we're still including that which needs to exist as far as what makes it chayav or not.
No, because like I said before, you breathe. There's no chayav before you take a breath to thank God for the air that I have to breathe. You smell something nice. Now you gotta make a breath. But
so that a person who just eats, you know, old crusty bread or rice and water shouldn't have to make
You can't even imagine what it could have been. The problem. You can't imagine what it could have been.
Does that mean that
even rice and old crusty bread is good?
Does that mean that the
parsha this week about the snake?
Does that mean that theoretically the Jews in the Midbar wouldn't have said a bracha on man?
What would the Chorim ask? What bracha would they make on the man? Not really. What bracha do you make?
And I just asked it.
To see,
right?
Well,
I'm
like, such question.
I think that's one of the possibilities. Right?
What?
What?
Hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. But I'm not joking. It's not a joke. Right? You're not joking.
Still fine.
Wait,
that thing that you just said was not a joke.
Not a joke.
Being sarcastic?
I don't remember the answers, but they do definitely talk about it. But anyway. So there is a lot of shevach that's required. People take everything for granted. And they don't realize that the fact that there is pleasure in the way you exist, that requires shevach. That requires shevach.
Wait, are you saying though that breathing, you know, just the things we need to exist themselves would not require a shevach, or are you saying that they would require one, but you just can't be mechayev a person to do that, to at every moment that he's existing be? I mean, because they do require shevach just as much as.
See, interesting. When you go to the bathroom, there is a bracha. There is a shevach when you go to the bathroom. Right? What's that? That's a necessary process. Doesn't seem as kosher and nana. I mean, the psychologists talk about it. Yeah, no, but it's not a birkas nana. Nobody says that. Right?
Yes, sure.
Right. That is interesting. You say basically that it's necessary to exist.
But the bracha is that he created all these organs and facets. Well, why don't you just make it a simple, it's a crazy question, but it's like he created this complex system,
right,
and then guess what? If some little thing that goes wrong in here, then you're gone. I guess it's some recognition separately.
It is a recognition of the chokhmah, in the Bria.
Isn't the bathroom is the kosh on this far that
I'm asking you.
Well,
bring it on the front of the
bathroom. Yep. Problem was there.
Before you go into the community.
What about things? I mean, I don't know if you want to address this. What about things that we don't need to survive? That are hanoa parts of existence?
You mean like rare?
Okay. Or then let's say something that there's some things that seem like you do make a bracha on, some things like, I don't know, maybe you just can't formulate them that you don't make a bracha on. Like you said, like going out in the sun. I mean,
right.
Maybe that's a funny question, but
right.
Does it
theoretically further us? Sitting in the sun is like all marble, right?
Billy?
We did that Gemara last year. You explained that Gemara.
Right.
And maybe this is too psychological, but that's supposed to further us. That there's certain additional benefits that we have that's supposed to further us in our purpose and bring Mukada Shemo. I mean, it seems to be like they're nice, but why does that help us with our purpose? This is a psychological fast of man that he benefits from that. That helps him on that.
Well, the thing is, I think with the sun is different. But all the brachas are not, on experiences. Brachas are not on experiences. The brachas are on the bria. And nosan reach tov b'peiros, that there is a certain thing built into the pre that's unnecessary. It has a good smell. Is that a necessary thing? It's not a necessary thing. But the shemesh, I mean, that's a necessary thing. That's
what it
just happens. What is energy? It means don't develop. You need that. It just happens to be that it interacts certain ways. I don't know. I think about it. Let's say over here. So you're saying that. Well, that's the plain shot in the first Rashi. First Rashi, that would seem to be plain shot. That is, since you're a nana. Since you're a nana, then you have to recognize that itself is a great chesed. That the being should be created in a way that it's pleasurable. Even its necessary processes are pleasurable. As opposed to you'd be like you just eat some pellets every day, you know, and get on with your life. Yeah.
Probably a bad question. But, so why in fact...
Some people say it's interesting, but go ahead.
I disagree. Why in fact is it a creator? Is that just the psychological makeup of man? Is that we should enjoy things like processes like eating? I mean,
why
God did it that way? But I don't know how much...
It's a good question. I don't know. It's out of the scope of this...
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go back to something else. Correct. So now we have the compound statement. Also, lo adam sheyanim sheyanim and olam zebla bracha. The chol anenim olam zebla bracha mo'al. Right. Now, so you really—I don't know if you really were saying two statements before. I don't know if you realized, because you were saying that it's because you didn't make the bracha that's what makes it into a mo'al. No? In other words, as opposed to saying it's all mukdash already, right? No, there's two ways to look. You say it's all mukdash already. And a bracha is matir. Right? That's one way to look at it. The other way is you're saying, that's not what you were saying. This is what you were saying, I thought. That it's not really mukdash. It's not really mukdash that needs a matir, but failing to do this, right, now makes it like your mo'al. Is there a difference between those two, or am I just making something up here? That was is not really hektish. It's not really hektish. You're saying the fact that you did not give Shevach, that now is what? Yeah.
Failure to do this, making you a mal, is because it's Makdash, though. Like, isn't
well, that's what I'm asking.
Hashem Har is a law. Doesn't that seem to suggest that it already is Mukdash?
Well, that's the second statement.
Right, he says the same thing, though, right?
He says the Mila part is the same. Yeah.
I thought what Levi was saying was that really it is Mukdash, but
what does it mean it's Mukdash? What does it mean it's Mukdash?
I thought he meant that it's designated for Avoda, let's say.
For a bracha.
It's designated for Avoda, okay.
And I thought he was saying that when you make a bracha, then it's not like you're taking it, it's not that it's no longer Hekdash, it's still Hekdash, it's still Mukdash, just you're using it in a way that is Mukdash. It's like bringing a carbon. I thought he was getting at.
That's what you're getting at. The other way. The first, more like the first way.
Yeah. I was trying to say that in order to compare it to the Ilo, there has to be some like designation already.
No, well, that's not what you were saying. Yeah. That's
well,
not what you were
saying.
Which way makes more sense?
No, wasn't he saying? No, it's.
He said the question was that it's
you
not
had a looser connection between Me'ila and this and the food. You said Kudshim has the purpose of Kudshim has the effect. The purpose of Kudshim is to bring you to a recognition of Hashem, right? And you can recognize Hashem through the Bria, right? And if you fail to, right? If you fail to, then it's like you're taking something. Then what? Well, how'd you put it?
You're going against his designation.
I thought he was saying that you had to do it. I thought you had to give shahar.
I thought that's what he said.
It's not important what he said.
Let's say something new.
Say something
new. As opposed to what, the other way you're saying? I don't see the difference in
it. Yeah, I know you're right. I don't know. Okay, yeah, so what do you want to say over here?
I don't know.
So what's the kudshim? How is it hektish? He's saying it's hektish because it should bring you to recognition of Hashem. It should bring you to recognition. And if you eat without a bracha, so then how is it like your maal?
It's meant for God, and you're taking it for yourself.
It's meant what?
It's meant for God, and you're taking it for yourself.
What do you mean? It's meant, you should clarify what you mean when you say meant
it's
for God.
Meant to give you recognition of God.
Yeah, whereas you're just
and you're taking
it, for your
it
without
your
the recognition
thing.
Of God.
Without the recognition of God. All right, let's go on a little further. Go ahead. There's always something a little funny about that. But go ahead. My takante. So what? How do you fix it? So go to a chacham. What's a chacham going to do for you? You did an isser. Meaning to say, if you were a nana already, right? So one of the things that it means to say that what? That if you're a nana, so what should you do? If you were a nana without a bracha, what should you do? Go to a chacham. What's a chacham going to do for you? You can't turn back time.
I mean, Ela, is there like a fix?
You pay a chomish. You pay a chomish to the carbon. I mean,
is that why it's asking my chakanti? Like, why is it?
That's a good question. But then even by Meila, I mean, you can't fix it. I mean, you did the isser. You can't undo the fact you did the isser. What are you supposed to do? Plant the tree now? I mean, you ate an apple, you're supposed to plant the tree.
Is the question of my takante, how do I mean, it seems like an absurd question, you know, based on the Gemara's first objection. Like, what, they thought you could actually do something that's going to change the fact that you were a mall? I mean, it's not possible. I mean, if the question is my takante, okay, so I was a mall, and you can't change that, but now how am I going to correct my outlook on life? What, you know, I don't know, whatever. I don't understand, but then the first question doesn't really make sense.
No, but it could be like Levi is saying, that thought maybe there is a takana, there is a way to fix what you took. But then Yetzel Chacham is not going to be that. Should have given a different thing. Should have said, give tzedakah. Pledge something to the mikdash. Right? But Yetzel Chacham can't be this type of a takana. Like, you have a lav hanita klase. Right? So, but Yelech Yetzel Chacham is not going to be like that. Right? Go ahead. So what does it mean? Ela Amarava, Yelech Yetzel Chacham Meikorach. Go to the Chacham first, before you do the Mila. Right? V'yelamedenu brachos, kidei shelo yavo lidei Mila. But there's a problem with that answer too. The problem with that answer too. Yeah.
It's not takana.
Yeah. What's the takana? What's the takana?
Isn't that pretty obvious answer?
Yeah. Of course. Right. Isn't that obvious too? You don't know if you don't know how to make a bracha. Go learn how to make a bracha.
And then it shouldn't say yelech es chacham. It should say
learn brachos. Right. But what does it mean my takante?
This is all part of the Torah. Or is that after?
No.
That's the Gemara after it?
It must be, it goes up to Yelech Eitzel Chacham.
So, quote him Yelech.
My definition is in the Brisa?
You gotta eat, right?
It's
our man. Wait. I mean, that's the whole thing is the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't mean the Tanarban just goes up to below Brachamal.
Yeah, right.
And then the Gemara asks Maitakante, right? Okay, yeah, so what do you say over here? So pashtus, what does it mean? It means that even though a guy didn't eat without making a bracha, there's something wrong with him. He needs a takana. He needs a tikkun. In other words, lacking knowledge of brachos is not a practical problem. Lacking knowledge of brachos is not a practical problem. It's a philosophical problem. If you don't know brachos, it's not a problem, how am I going to eat? That's not the problem. The problem is, right now, your philosophical state is impaired. You need a fix. And that's the chacham. Yes?
Can we have tshuva?
You didn't do anything wrong yet.
But she's saying he's not actually teaching him, like, when you eat this food, you make this bracha, this food. Like, he's teaching him the ideas of brachas?
Well, I'll have to see. Well, it depends on what the... problem of not knowing brachos?
Is that what Rabbi Yonah says? You could be yotze with a shahakol on everything.
Correct. That's correct.
Are you going this way because this is not that good a question for you feeling you want to go one meet halakos?
Well, I'm making a deer from the Gemara. It says my takante, right? It says what's the fix?
Oh.
Right, but then the Gemara says, but it can't be a fix after you ate without a bracha. There's no way to have a fix, so it must be talking about before you ate without the bracha. But then what's broken?
Right.
So it must be that the state of the gavra is broken. So what is the?
But even though the whole question of my tekante was going on, how do you fix the guy who is nana low bracha?
No, the Gemara changed that.
Oh, right.
No, I don't know whose member it was, my takante. But the Gemara, that's a statement. Now the Gemara is analyzing it. But he says, first it thought it meant after. But now it means before, so it removes the problem of being able to fix that you can't fix an issue that was done. But it remains now with fixing something before it was done. You could learn the other way. I mean, you can say maitakante means he's stuck. The guy's stuck. But you're right. Benyon is right. Right? Benyon says he could say shahakol. It's true. The Achrona don't like that, right? You're not allowed to do that, they say. You're not allowed to just say shahakol from everything. You have a chiv to go and learn. But I'm giving, this is somewhat of a interpretation. And the Gemara is, that's what the Gemara is saying that knowledge of brachos is really philosophical knowledge. It's really philosophical knowledge. Because it's a whole outlook on the world.
When you say knowledge of brachos, you mean knowledge, you mean knowing what the, like, Rav Kriya Dhamma, or what the Rabbana set up? I mean, how is that philosophical knowledge? Or do you just mean knowing the idea of...
I'm saying that the guy who's lacking this concept of being a mishabeach before he's a nena. That's what the Gemara is really talking about.
The
guy who would be over me'ila.
Right. So that demands that you go learn the bracha.
You learn the inyan of brachas. It means you learn the inyan of brachas. That's really what the Gemara is saying. That's why it's yael eitzel chacham.
It's not that knowledge of which particular bracha you make on each thing is going to add to your philosophical
knowledge. Not talking about knowledge of each particular bracha.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference.
No, it's if a guy doesn't know how to shake a lulav and it's not circus time, so it's not a big deal. Right? But even if you're not hungry and you don't know the concept of brachos, you're lacking something. You know what I'm saying? Because the Gemara is saying it's an intrinsic idea. It's an intrinsic idea in you as a bria. It's you as a nivra, vis-a-vis the world and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a lack in your existence. It's a lack in your metaphysical reality. Yes.
Is it any of that?
Does it make a difference if, like, we're saying that the iser is if you having nana before you eat, it's a problem because you didn't use the food wasn't used for the proper purpose. Does it make a difference if you say instead of that you say that you as a person you weren't fulfilling your proper, you know, like your purpose, like, you know, does it make, you know what I'm saying, like that you. That doesn't really.
So you weren't filling your purpose.
Right,
it's
you weren't filling.
The food wasn't.
It's not the food, because like that's how you make. That's like you're a mom, you know. It's the act. Like there's a lot of different things. I don't know if that makes like
what's
a
difference.
Right, I you're right. I mean, it's I think it's the same basic idea.
Isn't it any like in philosophical knowledge problem? Like why are they bringing?
Apparently, this more so.
Because this is not just because that's the nature of bracha. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what we build from the last piece. That there's no source in the Torah. It's a svara. It's an intrinsic idea from the world. It's not simply like a guy doesn't know a certain mitzvah. It's more than that.
Right. What I'm saying is
because the thing that is mechayev you. Is a certain recognition of reality. And if the guy is not aware of that, he needs a takana. He needs a takana right now.
If guy isn't aware of Euclid's
channel. Yeah, if guy doesn't know how to put on tefillin.
Other philosophical knowledge, I just understand why it's bringing, why it's.
Because this is all, because it's saying that don't think it's just a mitzvah here. That's what it's telling you. It's not just a mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah that has a practical thing. That's the chiddush. I mean, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is telling you. That's what the Memra is telling you.
Why is it rejected then?
Why is it saying it doesn't reject it. Saying Yael Chitzachacham.
Then it says Yael Chitzachacham Havad Leisura.
No, that's rejecting it on the Hav meaning that it meant after you were Moab.
Wait, what was the Hav meaning?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what was that?
Like what Levi was saying.
Well, I don't know, but I'm saying the Hav meaning could have been that my Takante, it thought that Takana meant. For the issur that you did, and then yelech itzol chacham would not be the right thing. It's not that it's impossible to have a takana for the issur that you did.
You're saying it's yelech itzol chacham would not really entertaining that idea.
That was what it said. My takante tain titain tzedaka lebedek abayis. Titain tzedaka lebedek abayis. Okay, I could get it. I would get it. Fine.
So what's like they're trying to understand the memra, and then they're attacking it based on that.
Right.
So wait, oh, so Yelech Hatzal Chacham, there was never a Havmi that he should go afterwards. That's not even a Havmi, it was like a...
Right.
A Havmi at all?
That's saying it's a stupid thing. That's not going to make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is trying to understand what does it mean Takante. That's what they're trying to understand. It's saying it can't mean for the Isser because Yelech Hatzal Chacham wouldn't work.
I see. You're learning it differently than the Banyan Matt mentioned. Because, I mean...
Yeah, he does seem to say, he is funny, he does go both ways, yeah. Right? Because in the beginning he sounds like it's just purely practical.
Right.
He does sound like it's purely practical.
There's no reason, according to you, there's no reason to know, like he's talking about shakal and talking about knowing actual bracha. According to you, it's not knowing actual bracha, it's not knowing the idea of the human
imperative.
Well, I'm saying that each knowing each bracha really carries with it some idea. Like the idea of recognizing the bria in a different way.
Right.
Species of the whole system
you
of the chokhmah and the bria.
You can see in the reverse.
The brachos bring out different aspects.
I mean, a guy who does not go and differentiate.
See, that's why I think that the birkos hamitzvah are different. That's why you could say al hamitzvos. Because it's not the same thing as the Birkas Hanan. Each thing in Birkas Hanan is a different aspect of Bria. You know what I'm saying? Birkas HaMitzvah is different. It's just each mitzvah needs a bracha. I'm just saying it's just some, you know, that's why the Chacham over there can say, it's enough to say, Allah mitzvahs. Because it's not that each one is a new Bria is a new idea of Mishabeach on the Bria, which would be lacking if you are too general. Yeah, what does he say? He is difficult, Rabbeinu. What does he say? He says...
Something
other? My Takante, yeah. Kol misha in yodei abrochas beza inyan yuchalecho. Yeah. Now, as he's learning it, maitakante is a question. Like, what's the guy supposed to do? What's the guy supposed to do if he doesn't know brachos? Right? Shim yochol is chayav kar me'ila, chol pam pam. It's a funny thing to say. Chayav kar me'ila. Umadrinon, she yelich, etzel abaki, v'ila medeno. See, she says it's just a bucky. V'ila medeno abrachos shol, kol dover dover. Who adin af shavu adin shafilu? Shim lo yoda ela berkashako yotaba midi meila. So it's true, you're not going to be a nana below bracha if you say shahako. Ela shesarach lulmod kideshi yivarech habracha ruil chodam v'davar. So it's a little difficult for him The pshat is a little difficult for him because the answer is not exactly correspond to the problem. The problem was, how's the guy going to prevent himself from being over Me'ila? And you don't need to know every single bracha to not be over Me'ila. That's why he has a little bit of a doesn't exactly match up in the way he's learning. But you're right, he does seem to be learning that the question is, what do you do practically? Practically, what should the guy do? And the Gemara's answer is, according to him, the Gemara's saying this. So practically, what do you do if you don't know brachos? The answer is, don't just go for the practical solution, but go for the full understanding. Or it's even though according to him, the Gemara's saying a different thing, saying that even though the problem is a problem of Me'ila, but you shouldn't just, now you have an opportunity though, to actually go into a better idea of shevach of each thing. Don't just go and remove the problem. Once you have to go to remove the problem, you should do the full thing. Right? It is different. I'm giving you my own pshat here. Okay. All right. Now let's go on a little further. Let's take the next one, because this is a little different. Go ahead, Levy. You're doing a good job. I want to come back to the Me'ila thing. Something still bothers me a little bit. Go ahead.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, Ko Nana Me'ol Mazeb Lo Bracha, Kilu Nana Mikad Shemaya, Shenamar LaShem Aratzim Loa.
Right. So what does it mean, LaShem Aratzim Loa? So you're saying that's what it means. That it's like Kodshi Shemaya. Kodshi Shemaya, why? Because the Pasuk says, LaShem Aratzim Loa.
What's Kodshi Shemaya?
He's hectic. Kutchim. Go ahead.
Rabbi Levi Rami Ksiv. Rami Ksiv Lashem Aretz Meloah. Ksiv Hashem Aretz Meloah Lashem Aretz Esan Ibn Adam.
Yeah, so he says that what? So some people always write in their sefer Lashem Aretz Meloah. Right? Why don't they write the Kukhain Shem Aretz Meloah Lashem Aretz Meloah? Just write the second pasuk, right? Shemar's in Lomans can't use it. Right now, how is nothing on the other? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, but how is it possible? Isn't it one or the other? I mean, all of a sudden the whole Bria changes in the middle when you make a bracha? It all changes? First, everything is Shemar's in Lomans. And then you make the bracha, and now the whole Bria is different. Now everything is really for you. What does Rash say? Kan la'acha brocha. Harehi livnei adam. Harehi livnei adam. Yes, so what does it mean? So what does it mean, Levi? What does it mean? What's the idea? Are these psukim, is it a stira here or is it not a stira? So he's saying that what does it mean, Lashem arzim aloha and arzasan livnei adam? It means to say that the whole purpose of the world, this is like you were saying, no? That the whole purpose of man's, that man, that the purpose of the world is Yediyas Hashem. And for Yediyas Hashem, the world is given to man. In other words, your man is really fulfilling
the Bria when he partakes of the world as a means of Yediyas Hashem. Right? It's not a stira. Hashem Aretzu Moloa. Okay? But V'Aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, that means, but what's the whole purpose of Adam? The purpose of Adam is to recognize Hashem Aretzu Moloa. Right? So when the person is recognizing that idea, then he is really fulfilling the Bria. Then he's really existing. In other words, practically speaking, the earth, like all the Rishonim say, everything tachas agava yareach is for man, right? But what's the purpose of man having these things? Only to elevate himself.
Only
as far as that's correct. Like the Ramban says, the whole ikar of Torah is to recognize that you're a nivra, right? So in other words, Lashem Aretzim Lo is the ultimate purpose. Vavars Nosan Ave Adam is a more immediate purpose. But the person can partake of that. But if the person is partaking of the immediate in contradiction to the ultimate, then he's a mob. Then he's a mob. Why? Because he's taking the thing that is designated for an ultimate, for a higher purpose, and he's using it for a lower purpose. That's really Mila. That's really Mila. And really, the whole thing, Aretz Nosan Levnei Adam, is for to fulfill, to have an ultimate kiyum of the recognition of Lashem Aretz Mila. But if you indulge in it for a more animalistic purpose, then that's Nene Mikotche Shemayim. That's what it means. Kotche Shemayim means that it's mukdash to recognize the whole idea of Shemayim. But meaning it's not a kudshim that devolves from man. It's a kudshim that comes from the Bria itself. Kudshi Shemayim. But so that's why he's saying it's not a stira. That's what Rashi means. Harei hi livnei Adam. After the bracha, it is livnei Adam. Because then he is partaking of it in the proper way. It is given to man. It's given to man with a certain ultimate purpose. And once he recognizes that purpose, then he is truly living in line with the idea of the okay. Now one more. Let's do one more. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. So here's an interesting Rashi. So plain shot, you say Gozel is just like we were saying by Meila. He took the thing without Rishus, right? Rashi says no. What does it mean? He's the Gozel the Bracha. He's Gozel the Bracha. Because you can't say he's Gozel the thing, because it is Nosan Livnei Adam. You can't say he's Gozel the thing. Right? But he is Gozel the recognition. That he is. That's what he's lacking. It's not Gezela. It's not Gezela. That's the difference between Me'ila and Gezela. Rashi's right. I mean, I know we said recently that Chaim held all Me'ila and Gezela, right? But Rashi's making a very sharp point here. That Me'ila is different than Gezela. Me'ila means what?
It's designated for one purpose and using it for another.
That's right. It's designated for one purpose and using it for a lower purpose, right? But it does. But he's saying that doesn't mean that you didn't have a right to use it. You did have a right to use it. But what? In other words, it's a little difficult. But what does he mean, Gozel Bracha? What does he mean, Gozel Bracha? Gozel Spirchasa, what does that mean? Yeah.
Maybe you say that normally when you follow someone, so you're depriving the other person of the zayin, right? But
right.
You say that with God. You can't say that he needed the bracha and you're depriving of it. So saying maybe so it's really you're depriving yourself of a chance to be Meshaveach Shem. You have like the chum basically gave you a chance to Meshaveach Shem and recognize God, and you're depriving yourself of that.
Gozel Lihakar S Birchasel.
Well, I mean, no matter what you're going to say.
And it says you Gozel Knesro, that they're going to get punished.
Why is it
that's
not
different.
Why is it not Geneva? Why is it like a blatant?
You can't hide from.
I guess. Why is it
CIA? Yeah.
Everything, though?
You Gozel. And it's wrong. Kishachatim.
Gozel over the email.
Right. I mean, this particular sin. He's saying Bnei Yisrael are going to get.
Well, it's interesting, Rashi, because Rashi tries to explain how is it that I, one person of the sin, Klal Yisrael gets punished. So he says, no, you're going to influence them. It's an interesting thing, right? That's Rashi trying to explain. Mufishu meko roem achera. Mufishu meko roem achera mulamei them imenu. Lassos came. No, it can't be that Klal Yisrael is going to be punished because you don't make a bracha. Right? So Rashi says, no, what happens is if you don't, for some reason, with this type of a thing, if people see someone eat that a bracha, then they follow it. Why? Why is that thing? L'kach nikra zeha meko chover li'ish mashchas. Interesting thing. Why is bracha that type of a thing?
Also, it has to be Rashi. Rashi bothered by like why it's in Pasha, like you're saying it's like specifically the quality of being like a maker, like as if he really like let's say he was a guy who didn't make brachos, like, he felt bad about it or something. Apparently that wouldn't be like must be like brachos, like something about him being like a maker.
The Omer in Pasha, the guy says not doing anything wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost, I mean, just from what Rashi says, it, I'm not an idea. Just it's almost like Rashi saying that damage is just as much the fact that he's making light of it as the fact that he's not making the bracha. I mean, his attitude towards it has a greater effect than normal.
Right.
Over here.
Even goes one right there. Yeah. But you're right. Gezel means taking away something that somebody should have.
Like something that's due to like God.
Something that's due, he's saying. He's saying something that's due. So what's he saying over here?
But he's saying logically Rashi can't say that Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the food, because earlier it said it's Me'ilah, which means
I'm thinking about that. I'm still thinking about that. I mean, this question, it should say Gezel. Why does it say Me'ilah? Gezel is more primary than Mila.
I mean, it seems like according to what you're saying, it makes sense, because it's not that Adam doesn't have a right to it, I mean, God created us that we need food, but
right.
It's just that we only have a right in a certain framework. It only has a place for Adam if it's...
Yeah, but then when you say if it's not in that framework, it's stealing.
No, you don't say Gezel about Mila in general.
But that's because the whole idea of Gezel doesn't make sense in this context. Because, like Nissan is saying, what do you mean you're taking it from God? Taking it out of... What do you mean taking it, depriving him? You're taking it away from him. So then what does it mean that he goes to the bracha, though? It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's a very interesting thing. It's a very interesting philosophical idea, I think. But, yeah...
You mean like as a nivra, if you were living really as a nivra, as man, then you would be in the Shabbat Hashem. But now, since you're not, I lost it. Had it in mind.
So far, we're saying Birchaso has to mean. His own bracha,
the bracha that you give,
the bracha
that you make to.
So it can't be talking about the object.
No.
Okay.
It's not talking about the object. See, all the... Yeah, go ahead.
I wonder if it's... I mean, obviously you can't be Gozel Hashem because it doesn't belong to Hashem. So maybe the idea is Gzela from your framework, meaning when you're Gozel something from somebody else, how what's the effect that it has in you? So the idea is that you're...
That's like he was saying.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Saying you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
A little differently, but...
Well,
there's a certain like ideal like way that the Bria is supposed to like function, and that
right.
idea is that like Adam's supposed to be even Shabbat after Adam when he's a net. So now that's the way that, or it's saying it's like a Zalem, like a certain descriptive way that this is the way the Bria is supposed to function, and now you're going against like the way that it's like Adam's supposed to like exist in an ideal like that's what Bereshis was, that Adam's supposed to be even Shabbat, but now you're not doing that, so it like takes away from like what reality is.
So like so to speak you're taking right. away from that. That's just saying something about how you're living life.
I think it's a little different from what you're saying. I mean, I don't think it's... I'm not trying to say that it's that you're depriving yourself, just that when you're Gozel from somebody, basically the fact is that he has something and then you basically overpower him and you take it from him. So you
right.
best him that way.
Right.
I'm just wondering if it's like a psychological comment that when a person basically removes himself from this framework of recognizing that he's a Nivra, it's like responding to... You know, ultimately, a person knows that he's a Nivra and he recognizes that he's powerless. But maybe the idea is that he's responding to that, that he, you know, he can't take that idea that there's something more powerful than him.
But so then it's like he's stealing the food. Then to him psychologically, it's like he's stealing the food.
I'm saying denying God the bracha. I mean, I'm not going to recognize that you're, you know, that God is more powerful than I am.
But then doesn't he feel like he's taking the food?
He's stealing the food. He's in denial of God's greatness.
Yeah. So the way he does that,
that's the weird thing.
What
not,
is he stealing?
He's not really taking a bracha.
Yeah.
Gazelle is applied to Knesset Yisrael, that there it does mean the food, right? That the food would be taken away from them.
Right. Yeah, it's a studen. It's a studen. Gozel is going on two different things. Yeah. But maybe it's like this, something like this, that you can't say Gozel, Gzela on the food, because, I mean, that's the Bria, that Hashem created the world and created the person and the food, and he has a right to eat it. It's true, like we said before. That's Aris Nosan Levnei Adam, but if you're not, that's an absolute Aris Nosan Levnei Adam. That's absolute, there's no question about it. The only thing is, if it's not part of a greater idea, then you're being, then you're distorting the idea of Nosan Levnei Adam. But you're not undoing the Nosan Levnei Adam, it doesn't nullify the Nosan Levnei Adam, it doesn't mean now it's God's Rishus and you're stealing from God, right? It's just that the Nosan Levnei Adam, which is true, should be used to a higher ideal. And that's why it's called the Mila. But over here, you're saying, what does it mean, your Gozel the Bracha? Because that's the one thing, man's own Bechira is the one thing that is given to him. In other words, everything in the world, God is the Borei, the Koneh, and he gave it to Bnei Adam. Right? But the man's ability to recognize God, that is his own. That is his own. Okay? But, like you're saying, it's due to God. It is due to God. So in that idea, in that realm, you can have the idea of, you can have the mashal of Gezel. Because the recognition of God through the Bria is something that is in your Rishus. And yet it should be, if you're living properly, it should be given over. And you're withholding it. In other words, that you can say, that has the idea of the Mashal of Gezel. Because it's something that, because everything else, it's not in your Rishus. I mean, the whole thing is, the whole idea of Rishus in terms of you and God is just not, is silly. I mean, it's not my Rishus and God's Rishus. It's not like my Rishus and God's Rishus. I mean, there's no, the whole Bria is God's. But this is one realm that is completely up to man, his Bechira, and his ability to recognize the Bore. And that's something that by right should be done. By right it is owed. And therefore, if you refrain in that realm, that's like a ghetto.
What do you mean it's owed to God? I don't understand that.
By all rights, and by all reality, and by all honesty, the person should recognize it. And it requires apparently he's saying it's a distortion, it's a withholding. It's a withholding to not. Like Adam before the chait, automatically, that's natural man. Man without distractions, man would recognize God. And would be mevarech. But if he withholds it, then he's keeping something in his rishus. In that realm, you can say man has a rishus. Because that's his bechira. In that realm, he's taking away from something that was owed. And I think what he's saying over there, that he says ein pesha means say, because he looks at it, he says no, it's all nosam of ne'adam. The person can make that argument, saying what am I doing wrong? This is the bria. This is the way it goes, and that is an alluring argument. That's why people will subscribe to that. He says ein pesha means the guy says what am I doing wrong? God created me and my food, but he's failing to recognize though that naturally there's some distortion in him that is preventing his shevach. But it's an argument that you can make and ease your conscience. And that type of thing is always the counterfeit. Like the Rambam says, the counterfeit is always worse than something that's just completely different. That's why he said like Christianity is very bad, because it's like a counterfeit Judaism. Worse than someone just makes up a religion.
Why is it worse?
How does it apply here, bro?
Oh, so over here he's saying, because the guy's putting forth a philosophy of natural man. I'm living like natural man. Natural man has to be able to live and exist. He has to be able to sustain himself. What do I need to give a shout out for? Right? So by being the goat, by being Gozel the Bracha, and he says, Ein Pesha. It's a philosophy. That is Ein Pesha means there's another philosophy here. Nobody says Ein Pesha if it's inexcusable, he just blots it out of his mind, then you don't talk about it. Ein Pesha means you're talking about it, but you have a philosophy.
And that's why people follow.
That's what people follow.
What's that philosophy again?
Philosophy is that this is natural man. Man has to live. Man has to exist. He has to eat. What do I need a shovel for? but it's wrong because like we were saying before, you're a nene, and the whole bria is created to recognize God, and there are certain benefits you get out of it. Alkol mashal brasa is above and beyond everything that's necessary, and that's a chesed. Yeah.
the idea that a counterfeit is worse than something fully different, is that because counterfeit, someone's already formed an idea, they already have an impression of that thing. And so now it's like, now they have to get themselves out of the idea they have. But if something's totally different, then like they can just, it's like fresh, like they can approach it.
No. He means say that if it's more dangerous to have like a modern example, a Jew is much more susceptible to Jews for Jesus than to just a Southern Baptist. Because the one guy's telling him, this is Judaism. And that, I want to be a Jew. I know I don't want to be a Christian. Right? So it's much easier to, it's much more dangerous, he's saying. In his day, Christianity was more blatantly saying that we are Jews. We're Jews. They don't say that so much anymore.
You don't mean...